Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. I have been away because I had to get some vacation time in, so I apologize for not being with you these past several weeks. We went down to Tybee Island in Savannah, Georgia, and had great times, great memories, got some good exercising done, great food, some great beach time, but it almost all got ruined on that very first day there. So I think we went exercising or running or something the morning after we landed in town, and saw a sign, one of the signs on the beach that said, no glass on the beach. And I looked at it pretty much passively and was like, okay, cool, whatevs. We ended up going back to the hotel, and I think I was showering, and my wife was setting up the cooler bag. She didn't see that part of the sign that said that, so she was putting in our bottled drinks into the cooler bag while I was in the shower. I didn't see it happen. Grabbed the cooler bag. We both head out to the beach. And I opened up the cooler bag and I grabbed one of the bottles, like a bottle of beer or something. And I was looking at it and I had it in my hand. And I was like, oh snap, we're not supposed to have these, no glass on the beach. And she was like, oh, well, I didn't know. It was like kind of an impossible situation. She was packing it. I was in the shower. If I wasn't in the shower, I would have saw her doing that. I would have said, we can't bring those to the beach. Anyway, as soon as I pull it out, the citation police roll up like skirt immediately. And they're like, you know, you can't have that on the beach. We here to write you up, and I'm going to need all your information. And I'm like, what? I just pulled it out to just notice it. I mean, I can put it right back in the bag. I can take it right back to the hotel. It's all good. You know, we from out of town. We didn't know. We hadn't been on vacation a while. We didn't realize the etiquette too much because it's been so long. It was like, nope, no warning. It don't matter if you put it away now or if you drink it, if you throw it away, if you leave with it in your bag and you never open it, we still got to write you up. And I'm sitting here super livid. I'm like, what is this? This is insane. Like, this just happened. We just rolled up. You know, they gave no warnings. They said they used to, but too many people still was doing it. So I had to bite that bullet. And I was very upset about that because they wouldn't tell me how much this bill would cost or anything. But they said, you know, you can contest it if you want to. And I'm just like, man, this is such a killjoy. So anyway, that ties into what I wanted to talk about today. Oh yeah, and I did have to pay that bill, and I'm still kind of pissed off about that, but that's another story. Anyway, it ties into what I want to talk about, which is that one of the reasons that we try to fulfill our potential or create new things and live off of our ideas is so that we can create a life that we don't even need a vacation from. That's one of the big things about creating your own business or company or going after your dreams is to create it so that you don't even have to have a vacation. The irony is that in doing that, you're going to have to forego vacations probably for a while to create a life that you don't need a vacation from. And that's a harsh thing to deal with. I obviously just dealt with that a few weeks ago down there on Tybee Island, because I didn't have proper vacation etiquette because it's been so long since my wife and I went to the beach just us. It's been over a decade. So yeah, I saw the sign and I'm thinking it didn't really relate to us, or like if you're not going to be out there disturbing things or like breaking bottles and stuff. But no, they were completely strict. Like, you can't even have glassware, even if you're eating out of it. So, right. So if you got like Tupperware branded stuff, or you bring your lunch to the beach, it can't even be in glass. It's not just glass container. No matter what you're drinking or what you're eating, it can't, like, no glass whatsoever, no negotiation. Okay. So I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that real. And that might have been obvious to just most of y'all, even listening to this, that, okay, you don't bring glass on the beach, like something that simple. Well, back in the day, last time we went, I don't know what we had brought at that point, or whether or not, you know, the Citation police were even riding around or something that day. But it's like simple stuff like that that could just really get you in trouble. And now you got a $300 bill to pay off of something that completely could have been prevented. So you miss out on how vacation is supposed to go and trying to design this life that you don't want to leave. But we have to figure out another way to go forward when we are in the grind and in hustle mode. If you can't vacation, if you're giving up some of your nights and weekends. And over these past 10 years, I've been considering that, and all of this time passed very quickly. But I think one way that we can go about designing that life and still having a vacation, because you got to walk that line, you need recovery time. You got to be able to pause for a minute, recoup, reboot, rejuvenate. You can't always just try to grind it out. So if we can create our own little vacation every single day as we are on that path to designing the life that we know we're capable of living, we can live better. We can, you know, not have sleep deprivation or get stressed out and have ulcers growing on our bodies and things. We can cool it out a little bit. So vacation could look like, okay, naturally you can't go to the beach every day unless you live on one already, unless you got some beachfront property. But if you live in the city, if you live far away from water, and going to the beach is something that you really enjoy, that you like doing that with your family and hearing the sounds and stuff, then it may be a way to kind of break all of that up or make the vacation experience a little bit more bite-sized. So instead of driving to the beach, perhaps you could play beach music and, you know, close your eyes for 15 minutes. Maybe that would bring back memories. You could spend time going through your photo album from the last time that you were at the beach. Maybe you could bring in scented candles that have some of the aromas of the lake or the mountains or the beach, and just spend time kind of in that zone. Maybe work on creating an atmosphere around you. Maybe even your workspace is a little bit more like the beach. So it's not about playing pretend or anything, but just finding creative ways to make your workspace a little more vacation-like, or take breaks that break down what the vacation experience gives you when you're in that moment. It'll never be the same as fully going, being there, but these are little things that you could do so that you feel like, okay, well, I've had some time off. I've kind of chilled, and I've found a way to bring it into my day every single day. And so it might be like a little mini vacation throughout your week, throughout your work week. So one part of like being able to enjoy the fruits of your labor might be, okay, these vices that we have. And vices just help us like feel good in the midst of all of the stress of the day. So it's like a little reward or whatever for us, but you know, it may not be the best habits and we may feel a little guilty about it. So part of having vacation in between may be helpful to removing those vices or having less of them. And so now you're not feeling as guilty about having a cigar or having a glass of wine. If you've earned it, especially if you felt like you've earned it, you've done the work, or you're taking a break midway to really just, okay, pause for a minute and get back to this assignment that you have, because you can't just go at it for hours on end and never have really any time off. And the next thing you know, 5-10 years have passed and you kind of just in that rut. You're so far in it. in last thing I want to say is in designing that life to that you don't have to have a vacation from, is that when you have successfully got to that point, even if it's on the journey or if it's a destination, then every day is a vacation, really. Even if you're not retired, the work that you're doing fulfills you so much that you do it for free. Getting paid for it is just the cherry on top. So it's like a vacation to you. And I think that's where we're all trying to get to. If every day feels like a vacation, if every day feels like we are leading our best lives, doing the things that fulfill us, contributing to the world in some way, and you know, we're healthy, we're able to expand and imagine things and do what we love doing. That's a vacation every day. And you don't have to wait till the end of your life to live that. You don't have to wait till some, like you got some number in your bank account. You can be taking those steps and have like little flourishes of vacation, even if it's just for 5 minutes at a time, or just once a week or once a day. To sprinkle that in our workday, to make that a part of our agenda, a part of our schedule. To say, okay, this is my me time, or this is my time where I get to just take a break, right? If it's not the work that you love doing right now, but you have to do it to pay the bills, then being able to take some time and say, okay, this is my vacation time. And over time, you want that to be growing. You want that 5 minutes to grow into like an hour, and then a few hours a week, and then several hours a week, until eventually it just overcomes your old path, your old agenda. And every day is a vacation. So that's what we mean. That's what we're trying to achieve when creating this life that you don't even have to run away from, that you don't have to take time off from. It's just always your best life. That's, man, to get there, I don't know if you are already there or if you're on that path or if you know someone that is there, but I haven't really seen it too much in my personal life and in my circumference. But I imagine, you know, I have this idea of what it could look like for me. And I think that's a life of fulfillment, really. A life where you are fulfilled every day and are joy and you are giving back in some way, because the reward is in giving rather than receiving. And if you can do what you love so that you don't have to work a day in your life anyway and earn what you need to and your bills and stuff are good, that's heavenly. That's a life that's pretty much worry-free, and you just good. So let's do that on that path of creating this life that you want. Remember to sprinkle in that vacation every day so that you don't get this $300 citation like I did, so that you don't forget what the vacation experience is like, so that you remember vacation etiquette. Sprinkling in there. Find ways to break it up. I gave you some ideas: music, scented candles, your time off to just doing things that you love, possibly inviting your friends and folks over, chilling in the sun and stuff a little bit, being around a smaller body of water perhaps, walking around a lake. These are things that could be a little bit more approachable and budget friendly until you can go on that next vacation. All right, so that's what I want to leave you with. I appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.